to talk. News.
Salad scale. Immigrant deadline. I'm Barton Eckert. At least 61 people in at least 14 states are reporting cases of a stomach parasite after eating salads from McDonald's. More from correspondent Bill Michaels.
Health officials in Wisconsin, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Minnesota are joining other states in reporting cases of the cyclospora parasite. The parasite can cause severe diarrhea, stomach cramps, nausea, weight loss, and loss of appetite. McDonald's says until it can switch its lettuce supplier, it will no longer be serving salads. The fast food chain says it is cooperating with the CDC and FDA in investigating the outbreak. I'm Bill Michaels.
A federal judge in California is giving the Trump administration until next week to get its undocumented immigrant family reunification plan together.
So far, the government says in a court filing, 58 of 102 children under 5 have been reunited. The difficulty with the remaining migrant toddlers is the parents, it says. They've either already been deported, released, are in criminal custody, or have not yet been vetted. ACLU attorney Lee Gelernt says he expects the government to present a real reunification plan and the judge to set some real hard rules for that plan.
Keep their feet to the fire.
The government also has a deadline to reunite some 2,000 migrant children over 5 with their undocumented parents by July 26th. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
The Justice Department has announced indictments in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 elections. Correspondent Evan Perez says no Americans were indicted.
The Deputy Attorney General today made clear that this indictment does not make any allegations against any Americans that they knowingly were communicating with Russian intelligence. It's certainly clear that they were communicating with those people, but it says that there's no allegation in this indictment that they were knowingly doing so.
I'm Barton Eckert.
It's 6:02 at 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. Some big changes coming for some retirees.
Governor Larry Hogan announced in a joint statement with the presiding officers of the General Assembly on prescription drug help for retired state employees. This came in response to state pension reform lawmakers approved in 2011. As part of that, retired state employees eligible for Medicare will be moving from the state's prescription drug program to the federal Medicare Part D program in January. I'm Lee Graham on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Two Maryland officials say FBI officials have told them that a computer software company that maintains part of the state's election board's voter registration platform was bought by a Russian investor in 2015 without the knowledge of state officials. Miller and Bush say while the FBI didn't indicate that there was a breach, they were concerned enough to ask the state's AG to review the existing contractual obligation of the state. Maryland officials made the announcement just hours after the Justice Department released a grand jury indictment against a dozen Russian military intelligence officers for computer hacking offenses during the 2016 election. In an effort to help then-candidate Donald Trump, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has issued a first-ever veto, rejecting legislation that would allow high school seniors absent for more than 6 weeks of class to still graduate. The Washington Post quotes Bowser as saying Wednesday that the bill undermines the city's effort to promote attendance in schools. The D.C. Council passed the legislation 12-1 in June. Public disclosure forms show Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is not as wealthy as many justices who already sit on the high court. Documents from 2017 show the federal judge has a retirement account balance of about $500,000 and other investments of about $65,000, about $15,000 on a loan and in the equity of his home in Chevy Chase, Maryland. That's a little more than $1 million total wealth. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads this morning. That's construction on the Beltway Outer Loop at Connecticut Avenue, two left lanes getting by that work zone. Virginia, 395. They've got some cones out northbound right before Shirlington Circle. Two left lanes blocked. Right lanes are moving through. And some delays on 66 westbound just past Leesburg Pike. Only one far right lane gets by that construction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Sunny as we move through the afternoon. High today 91. Mostly clear overnight. Low 71. Chance of storms in the forecast Sunday with a high of 93. Right now, 71 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you've got an Amazon Echo, you've got a new way to listen to WMAL.
This is huge news!
Hugh Mornings on Lamar, Chris Plant, Rush Limbaugh, Larry O'Connor, Mark Levin, and more.
Listen to this.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once your device is enabled, just say, Alexa, play WMAL.
It's really that simple.
However you connect, getting breaking news and the inside story has never been easier.
Isn't that kind of fun?
Get all the details at WMAL.com.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. You can see all 55 on TexasSuperfood.com.
All of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis, I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
I'm Dennis Black. Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. 877-55-TEXAS.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. You can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. Call 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get a free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807.
They say there's nothing certain but death and taxes. Not true. Hi, Rick Edelman here. Here's what's also true. Retirement and money. If you're going to have one, you better have plenty of the other. But will you have enough money to last your entire retirement? Now you can find out for free. Get your free retirement review from Edelman Financial and find out if your savings and investments can produce the income you need for your entire retirement. My colleagues and I will look at your savings and investments and give you a written projection showing whether you have enough money to enjoy a financially secure retirement. And this service is completely free. Take advantage of it right now with no risk or cost. Go to EdelmanFinancial.com/review. That's EdelmanFinancial.com/review. Or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. This is how neuropathy sufferers describe their nerve pain. Now there's a drug-free and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves and restore nerve function to get you back to the activities you enjoy. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, you don't have to endure the pain or the side effects of drugs like gabapentin or Neurontin any longer. A consultation to learn if you're a candidate for a drug-free, non-surgical treatment is just $75 when you mention this ad. Virginia Family Chiropractic. Call us 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update. AM 630.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler, Jeff Wolf behind the console, Jane Houghton, our producer this morning, and obviously a lot to cover from the Russia indictments. 12 Russian military intelligence officers allegedly hacking into the Clinton presidential campaign and Democratic Party, releasing tens of thousands of private communications. That's one story we're on this morning. President Trump is in Scotland ahead of the Putin talks after his visit to the UK. And we'll get some perspectives on that trip coming up very shortly. Our own Bob Costantini is in Scotland this morning, and he'll have a preview of what to expect as the president meets with Vladimir Putin on Monday in the shadows of that Russia indictment. Obviously, you've caught at least some of the fireworks on Capitol Hill this week. when it came to the investigation of Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Strzok testifying on Thursday publicly, Lisa Page testifying privately yesterday, and she is expected back for more testimony on Monday. And we'll get a perspective from that coming up from Tony Schaefer this morning, as well as John Gizzi. So a lot to cover, obviously. The big question of the morning is coffee hot enough to kill whatever might be in the water in D.C.? Residents of Northwest and Northeast D.C. have been under the ban on water here. Yesterday, you may have heard the story to come out that you need to boil your water if you're in some areas of the District of Columbia. And that ban has not been lifted yet. So do I drink the coffee here or not? Being in Northwest D.C., that is the question du jour. Haven't decided yet. Anyway, there are more important things to cover. However, if you're in the District of Columbia, in Northeast or Northwest, that is an important question. You may have heard about the salads at McDonald's. Over 100 people got sick at McDonald's eating salads. So McDonald's, for the time being, not serving salads until they figure that one out. What's going on with the lettuce? Whew. So, we'll kick it off this morning with that indictment. Now, it came down from the special counsel, 12 Russian military officers accused, allegedly part of a sweeping conspiracy by the Kremlin to meddle in the 2016 U.S. election. The indictment representing Mueller's first charges against Russian government officials. You know that they did recently go after a Russian company, but this is the Russian government this time around. And here's how Rod Rosenstein announced the indictment yesterday.
Today, a grand jury in the District of Columbia returned an indictment presented by the special counsel's office. The indictment charges 12 Russian military officers by name for conspiring to interfere with the 2016 presidential election. 11 of the defendants are charged with conspiring to hack into computers, steal documents, and release those documents with the intent to interfere in the election. 11 of the defendants are charged with conspiring to hack into computers, steal documents. One of those defendants and a 12th Russian military officer are charged with conspiring to infiltrate computers of organizations involved in administering elections, including state boards of election, secretaries of state, and companies that supply software used to administer elections. According to the allegations in the indictment, the defendants worked for two units of the main intelligence directorate of the Russian General Staff, known as the GRU. The units engaged in active cyber operations to interfere in the 2016 presidential election.
And there you have it, straight from the source, the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. So we will see how that affects the talks on Monday. President Trump, in the past few days, has said that he will bring up the whole idea of meddling. But I guess, as he put it, you know, what's Putin going to say? Yeah, guilty. I did it. I won't do it again. And I'm sorry. I don't think so. Putin's going to deny it. Duh. And then what do you do? Remember when Obama had that little chat with him, told him to stop it? Stop it. Didn't stop. Whatever. We're going to talk to Tony Schaefer about Vladimir Putin later on this morning. What an interesting study. And how do you take on a guy like Vladimir Putin? I mean, sit down with Vladimir Putin. What is the expected outcome? We're going to ask Tony about that as well. And we're also going to get a preview very shortly from Bob Costantini, who was there covering it for us this morning. He's in Scotland, where the president is spending the weekend at Turnberry. And we're also going to find out a little more about the back and forth with the UK media and the comments that the president made about Theresa May. He seemed to feel they were taken out of context and that they didn't publish all of the positive things that he said about the British Prime Minister. He met with the Queen yesterday, so a very momentous trip for the president over in Scotland this weekend. We're at 6:14. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. James Stanley standing by in the traffic center. What's the very latest, James?
Rick, thank you, and good morning from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Checking the roads this morning, we're still seeing some delays on Pennsylvania outbound on the Anacostia River. All of the lanes still blocked through there from a serious crash that happened a little while ago. Work zone set up on the Beltway, the outer loop right around Connecticut. Opposite, it could be the left lane's getting through momentarily. Just watch for that switchover. 395 through Virginia northbound right before Shirlington Circle. That's a work zone with a construction crew out. Two left lanes are completely shut down. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're looking for sunshine today with a high of 91. Mostly cloudy on Sunday with a high of 94. Monday looks sunny with a high of 96. And Tuesday, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 89. Outside in D.C. this morning, it's 66 degrees. We're headed to 91 this afternoon. Coming up next on the Saturday Morning Update, we're going to be headed off to Turnberry, Scotland. And we'll get the very latest on the president's trip on to Helsinki, Finland on Monday. That's next.
Attention homeowners. Do you have mountains of debt and feel like your payments aren't making a dent? Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month. Network Capital can make it all possible, and they can make it fast and easy. Call 800-700-8068. 800-700-8068. Network Capital Funding. Mortgage possible.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Endro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off. 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
If you're the one in your family that's always checking the value of your home online, you just love real estate, and you love to hear about the law, financing, investment, market timing, economics, and more, then I want you to join me. Hey, I'm Eric Stewart, the host of Pointing You Home every Sunday morning here at 8 a.m. on WMAL. You can listen then or listen on our podcast at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com. And I look forward to seeing you Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, right here on WMAL.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Grand opening right now in Woodbridge. They're taking appointments over at EMP 180 Weight Loss. And I hear from a lot of the folks over at EMP 180. I talk to them. Who comes in here? Who's your target? Well, frankly, they see all kinds of clients who know they need to get the weight off. We're talking about guys in their 40s who have put their careers and their family and, well, everything first. And now they know, you know, it's time to get healthy. I don't have the metabolism of a 28-year-old anymore. What about guys in their 50s who have had a health scare of some kind? Or guys in their 60s and 70s who want to keep life going, and, well, losing weight is a big part of that. The bottom line is age is a myth to losing weight and getting healthy. Nutrition is everything. Get into EMP 180, and they'll get you on a simple-to-follow plan. That's what they did for me. I lost 40 pounds, and I've kept it off now over a year later. Check them out. Again, Tyson's Corner, Rockville, and now taking appointments in Woodbridge, EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180.
Bernice was in deep trouble with the IRS.
I owed $25,000.
$1,000 to the IRS. How am I ever going to work this out?
She called Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm.
They always took the time to make sure that I understood everything 100%. It was like the easiest thing to do.
A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, Optima has resolved over $500 million for their clients. Bernice was very happy.
No more being afraid to go to the mail. No more being afraid to answer the phone. No further collection, no liens, no levies. Now I don't have to worry at all.
The bottom line for Bernice?
I'm now debt-free. What more proof do you need that Optima Tax Relief actually works?
For tax help you can trust, call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Optima Tax Relief actually delivers what they say they'll deliver. They went above and beyond.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the freedom process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 877-926-6131. That's 877-926-6131. 877-926-6131. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
Not sure what you need to do to make sure you're prepared for retirement? Start by joining Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services for Retirement Key Radio, Saturday afternoons at 2
on WMAL.
6:21 Saturday morning update on WMAL, and we are off to Scotland this morning. The president is at Turnberry, and Bob Costantini has been covering the president's trip. Bob, it's great to have you with us this morning.
Rick, the president is not going to be seen while he's here in Scotland. I'm in the city of Stirling, doing a little touristy thing, actually, today, down day. But the president will not be seen. He is resting here for in Scotland at his golf resort for a couple of days, or at least a day and a half, while he prepares for the summit on Monday with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki. That's what he is doing. Of course, after spending some very interesting days in Brussels, Belgium with NATO, as well as a visit to Great Britain in London and outskirts with the Prime Minister and all that stuff. So where do we begin?
All right, let's touch briefly on NATO, because General Mattis, the Secretary of Defense this morning, is saying that NATO is now stronger after the meeting. Of course, the president was pretty critical in attempting to get the NATO nations to increase their spending. But as of this morning, the spin on it, at least out of the administration, is that NATO is stronger than ever.
Look, General Mattis, as well as Chief of Staff John Kelly, a former general himself, are two, American leaders who worked significantly with NATO. And you could even see the uncomfortable look on Kelly's face the other day when the president was talking about NATO. And while during his visit in Belgium, the idea that he tweeted out, which was, why do we need NATO? What's it for? And then, of course, having to go to the meetings, and the president ended up making nice with everybody and declaring victory as he was leaving by saying that, well, NATO is going to pony up more money. These countries that he considers to be slackers are going to pony up more money as if they're sending in checks or something like that, but that's not quite the way it works. But the president, it's part of his, negotiating strategy is to threaten to take a hammer to NATO in order to try to get what he wants. In the end, it's not clear that any NATO nations are going to start putting out more money any quicker than they're supposed to. But Mr. Trump is hoping that at least he gets their attention with some of these things that he threatens, you know, to pull the U.S. out of NATO, et cetera.
I did find it interesting that the White House later attributed the look on John Kelly's face to the fact that he was only getting coffee and Danish and not getting a full breakfast.
Yeah, I hate to be skeptical about that. But Kay Bailey Hutchison, who is the former senator, who is the U.S. ambassador to NATO, looked somewhat uncomfortable as the president was talking at that breakfast and saying bad things about NATO. And look, Rick, this is not something that he hasn't said before. Every time a NATO leader from a NATO country or somebody, Jens Stoltenberg, the NATO Secretary General, visits the White House, or they're in the Oval Office, the president complains about NATO how that the countries, certain countries, most of them, in fact, are not spending 2% of GDP. He put out the idea, apparently, in a closed session with the NATO leaders the other day, of making it 4% GDP, which the U.S. doesn't even reach. So maybe that's just his way of getting their attention by making 2% sound all that much better.
It's the art of the deal.
Well, 2% isn't so bad then, and I think that's part of the strategy with the president.
So he made some comments when he got to the UK, sat down with the Sun newspapers, and a media firestorm, controversial and everything else. It all revolved around Brexit and his comments about Theresa May not following his guidance on how to handle Brexit. But then they had what appeared to be a very amicable press conference later in the day on Friday. Mm-hmm. So how would you kind of summarize the president's trip in the UK?
Well, just like a lot of things with this president, it's a case of whiplash. Whether you're dealing with him as an international leader or you're dealing with him as a reporter, as I do, look, that Sun article hit the streets yesterday morning and had actually come out on the Internet earlier, and just hours after Theresa May had hosted the president and the first lady at a black tie dinner near London. But then the interview hits the streets, and the big headline is that basically Trump thinks that Theresa May wrecked Brexit, which, of course, is the British exit from the European Union. And he hinted that if she was going to continue to slow it down and continue to have ties with the European Union, that he may not be able to come to a deal with her, and the word is deal all the time, by the way, a deal with her as far as an individual or bilateral trade agreement with the United Kingdom. And that certainly got a lot of people's attention as well. But conversely, even though the president said he didn't criticize her, which he truthfully did, the audio of the interview was released by the newspaper. But even if the president thinks that he didn't criticize her, one thing was clear yesterday at that news conference. If you saw it or heard it, Theresa May very firmly declared that the United Kingdom and Britain is going to get out of the European Union. And she said March 29th of 2019 specifically. That way she tries to clear up any concerns among people who might doubt that she wants to go through with a full Brexit. And also, of course, in the article yesterday, the president had some praise for Boris Johnson, a cabinet member who had quit earlier in the week out of protest for the slow pace of Brexit, someone who would very well like to be prime minister, would love to replace Theresa May. And the president praised him as, potentially a very good prime minister. That I know, obviously, from the media here in Great Britain, I know that that certainly was a punch to the gut for May, but she was very British about it. That's the way I'm going to put it.
All right, we got about
a
minute.
Gone.
Got about a minute and a half left, Bob. Moving on to Helsinki on Monday as the president sits down with Vladimir Putin. Earlier this month, the Kremlin spokesperson already said that the Crimea invasion, quote, cannot and will never be on the agenda because Crimea is an integral part of Russia. So take that off the agenda. We can anticipate the president's going to bring up the meddling and Putin's going to deny it. So what does that leave them to talk about? The New START treaty that, you know, it is expiring in 2021. Is there a possibility they may come to some agreement there and come out of this on a positive note? What else might be on the agenda?
Well, yeah, I suppose that's a possibility. The president yesterday at the news conference was musing about, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could get rid of nuclear weapons in the world and that sort of thing. And maybe he will try to discuss that or move forward with that as far as his meeting with Putin is concerned. He did say he will bring up the election meddling matter. And, of course, it becomes even more important from the president's critics' perspective in light of the 12 indictments yesterday of Russians for directly getting involved, Russian officials or the folks who are tied to the Russian, you know, to the Kremlin. For election meddling. And so will the president bring it up? Will he press about that particular matter? It's hard to say. He says he will, but every time Putin denies it, then the president, and this we've seen this in the past, the president just sort of shrugs it off and says, well, he denies it, and that's the way it is. Maybe he feels he didn't do anything in spite of all the evidence and the intelligence agencies and the intelligence agency officials within his administration that will publicly say, yeah, Russia deliberately meddled in our elections. Of course, the thing that grates at the president is that when you say that they deliberately meddled on behalf of Donald Trump and certainly more importantly, against Hillary Clinton.
Our own Bob Costantini, who is live this morning from Scotland. Bob, thank you so much for the insight. Much appreciated.
All right, take care, Rick. Thank
you. Right. Have a good weekend. It is 6:31 now, and we head to the newsroom on WMAL.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. A California man has pled guilty to shooting a U.S. diplomat in Mexico. Zia Zafar entered his guilty plea in Virginia federal court on Friday to attempted murder of an internationally protected person and discharging a firearm during a crime of violence. The 33-year-old of Chino Hills, California, admitted to shooting and wounding a vice counsel in Guadalajara. President Trump is in Scotland, taking a couple of days off at his golf resort there to prepare for Monday's day-long summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Democrats are calling on President Trump, though, and some Republicans now, to cancel the meeting in light of new election meddling indictments. But the White House says, nope, that's not going to happen. Bob Costantini is in Scotland with the president.
The president lamenting that with the Russia investigation he calls a witch hunt, now involving a dozen new indictments of Russians, his Monday meeting with Vladimir Putin will get extra scrutiny.
But it makes it very hard to do something with Russia. Anything you do, it's always going to be, oh, Russia, he loves Russia.
Still, he got a vote of support for engaging with Putin from Britain's Theresa May, if for nothing else but to make sure it's through a position of strength regarding election meddling.
And that we should continue to deter and counter all efforts to undermine our democracies.
Before the government indicted a dozen Russians for actions from 2 years ago, a Homeland Security official told lawmakers the U.S. must remain vigilant against Russian interference in the upcoming elections in 2018 and beyond, as we hear from Jerry Bolander.
The indictment details a wide-ranging orchestrated effort by 12 Russian military intelligence officials to hack into Democratic computers prior to the 2016 election. The release came just days after a top Homeland Security official told a House committee Russia doesn't appear to be as active as it was.
The intelligence community has yet to see any evidence of a robust campaign aimed at tampering with our election infrastructure along the lines of 2016 or influencing the makeup of the House or Senate races.
Undersecretary Christopher Krebs said Russia is using social media and other means to try to sow discord and divide the country. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. Eastbound 66, right past the Centerville exit. One right lane is taken out. That's a construction zone this morning. Also, a right lane getting by on the westbound side of 66 at Leesburg Pike with cones out. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Sunny today, high of close to 90 degrees. Right now it's 71 at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Andre Rieu and his 60-piece Johann Strauss Orchestra are back in the USA this year with their long-awaited worldwide sellout tour. The European King of Waltz takes you on a true musical journey. It's a magical evening full of laughter, dance, and romance. Andre Rieu at Eagle Bank Arena, Fairfax, Virginia, Thursday, September 20th. Book your tickets now on AndreRieu.com.
Here's why this is important.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Appreciate all the knowledge you give me.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Have you or anyone you know had a home listed with a real estate agent and it just sat on the market? This is Mary Walter, and you know what? You're not alone. This was the case with Michael and Lindsay. After almost 6 months on the market, their home still had no offers, and they were really discouraged. Feeling let down, they fired their agent, and they hired the Kerry Shull team. Kerry's team arranged for professional photos, a 3D video tour, and they set up an aggressive marketing plan. The result? They had 17 showings right away, and within 3 weeks, a full cash offer of $1.1 million. Kerry spends thousands of dollars on marketing each month to attract more buyers and to sell your home for the most money. Kerry Shull is so confident in her system for selling homes, she guarantees it. Kerry can even give you an instant cash offer on your home within 24 hours. So call the agent that I would call were I to sell my home. Call Kerry Shull at 703-952-SOLD or go online to kerryshull.com. That's KERISHULL.com.
It's Sinatra, standing room only at the Bethesda Blues and Jazz Supper Club, one night only, July 26th. Join Joe Piscopo, Dave Damiani, and the No Vacancy Orchestra as they pay tribute to Frank Sinatra, Count Basie, and the classic American songbook. It's an incredible night of comedy, storytelling, and music, led by Saturday Night Live legend Joe Piscopo. Get your tickets now at bbjlive.com. That's bbjlive.com.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Great to have you with us on the Saturday Morning Update. What a week in Washington. Jennifer Harper joins us from the Washington Times. She writes inside the Beltway. Good morning.
Good morning, and yes, it was such a week.
Now, I don't know how much time you had to spend on Thursday and watch any of the hearings, but even if you just saw the highlights, wow, the Democrats and the Republicans going back and forth at the hearing with Peter Stroke on Thursday, the outrage the Democrats expressed in that session, as well as Republicans, but especially the Democrats and their comments about Trump. And I wanted to ask you about a recent poll number on that. And what are people feeling about this Democratic, just total and complete outrage?
Yes, the permanent state of outrage out there. That's what it seems like sometimes. And yes, there are some findings out there that are indicating that America in general is getting very tired of this permanent state of Democratic outrage. There's a whole fatigue factor at work here. And, you know, you have to remember, Rick, it's very understandable that Democratic voters would be really sad and mad and uneasy and a lot of other things after Hillary Clinton lost the election. But that election was almost 2 years ago. Think about that. It's about 20 months ago. But the decibel level has not gone down. And, yes, there is a poll out there. I think it's pretty significant. It's revealing, this is an Economist YouGov poll, it's revealing that 47% of Americans, that's almost half of Americans, now say the Democrats need to be more civil when opposing President Trump's policy. Of course, you know, big partisan divide, but not that big. 88% of Republicans agree with that. 42% of independents and even 24% of Democrats agree with that. And 41% of Americans also say that Democrats are going too far when they're opposing the Trump policies. And, you know, again, with the big partisan divide there, and again, this is a Economist YouGov poll of 1,500 people just recently taken over the 4th of July. And so you have to wonder, is it getting them anywhere? And here's the latest rub on all of this. Not only are Americans growing tired of the Democratic outrage, there are also some Democrats who are getting sick of it. And we're talking about, and this has come out in the press this week, it is the rise of the Democratic centrist. They have issued a call to arms to rescue the party from, quote, the relentless race to the left. That's actually coming from Senator Chris Coons of Delaware. And he called progressive ideas that we hear a lot about, like free college and free Medicare and everything else, he called it wild-eyed. Now, what happened this week to spark all of that is that a group named New Democracy, which is a group of Democratic centrists, they staged an event this week called Big Ideas for the Big Tent Party. And what they're interested in is persuading all of those moderates and undecided folks out in the heartland that Democrats are not all running to the left. And just this is the perfect quote here. This was coming from Representative Sherry Bustos of Illinois. And she said that the Democratic Party now has a big branding problem because everyone thinks they're very progressive, very liberal, when not everybody is. She's urging Democrats to concentrate on bread and butter issues. And here's the giveaway quote right here. She's telling the public, the center is sexier than you think. So this is something for Republicans to think about because a lot of Democrats are now onto the fact that their party is a little bit too far to the left.
I want to turn to Franklin Graham, of course, the son of the Reverend Billy Graham, and we heard some of his comments recently about the children and the border, but what is he saying about the president these days?
Well, yeah, let's talk about Reverend Franklin Graham for a moment. This is a gentleman who is still praying for Donald Trump, and if we go back way, way back to the election, the night before the 2016 presidential election, Reverend Graham called for all the faithful to pray for America, pray for Donald Trump, and then go vote. And after Mr. Trump won the election unexpectedly, this is what Reverend Franklin had to say. He said, did God show up? And watching the news after the election, the secular media kept asking, how did this happen? How did we miss this? Some were in shock. Political pundits are stunned. And none of them understand the God factor. This is what Reverend Graham said that. And he's asked the faithful to pray for President Trump off and on for quite a bit. But this week, very interesting, he has entered the cultural arena. And that was after Walmart got into a big kerfuffle after they were selling T-shirts that had the phrase Impeach 45 on the front of them. I guess everybody will remember that. This early in the morning. Well, the evangelist has his own reply. Reverend Franklin Graham is now offering T-shirts that have the motto "Pray for 45" on them. This is a simple white cotton T-shirt. "Pray for 45" is on there in red and blue. This is what he has to say. The Bible says to pray for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. Wear this T-shirt as a reminder to lift up our president in prayer. This is what the Reverend Graham said in the past week. And not surprisingly, those T-shirts were sold out in an hour. And now there are a lot of imitators already online selling the same T-shirt on Amazon and eBay and all that. I guess that's flattering to Reverend Graham, but interesting that folks are still praying for President Trump.
So that's Sunday morning. On Saturday night, if you're kicking back, relaxing at 9 o'clock on a Saturday evening, and you're watching the Fox News Channel, Judge Jeanine comes on, and she is anything but relaxing. She takes no prisoners. So where is she waging war next?
Well, buckle up, everybody, because Judge Jeanine has a new book coming out on Tuesday.
A Fox News host has a new book coming out. You must be kidding.
Well, they do it upright at the network. That's why they've been number one in the cable news world for the past 16 years.
But, they ought to call it the Fox Book Channel. Come on.
Anyway, our friend Judge Jeanine has a new book coming out on Tuesday. It's called Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy. And, of course, boy, conspiracy, leakers, liberals, liars, all that other stuff in the title. Everybody's going to want to read this book. And I did have a chance to chat with her. Very interesting lady. But to put all that aside, this is what she has to say. She says, there is a deep state in this country that is far deeper than anyone ever thought. It took Donald Trump to bring out the fact that some in the government are creating their own rules and mechanisms to maintain power and control. and preserve an ideology that Americans may not buy into. This is what she told me. I carefully wrote all this down and put that in the Beltway, but it made me revisit the whole deep state phenomenon, which has been percolating since before Donald Trump took office. In fact, there's a Monmouth University poll that came out about 4 months ago that said 74% of Americans now say that this deep state, this shadow government that's working against President Trump, exists. And Judge Perot, she tells me, Trump was elected because Americans knew something was going on. The deep state is deep-rooted, and yes, it's going to be hard to unroot. This is a deep state that has its own rules and is arrogant and determined to protect itself. It's very interesting talking to her because she's very well spoken. And, you know, I'm like, slow down. But anyway, the takeaway message to our conversation is that Trump, she says, Trump has created his own mechanism to communicate with the public. That took fortitude and genius, and my money says he comes out on top. Trump is a force of nature. He will persevere, and he will fight the good fight. And Judge Perot has known Mr. Trump for 25 years, so she kind of knows what's going on. And I said, well, gosh, do you have any advice for the president? And she replies, he listens to a lot of people. He doesn't need my advice. I thought, man, pretty gracious. There again, her book is coming out on Tuesday from Center Street Books, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy.
Well, here's an article you wrote about that we can all use. The nation's most historic dive bars, and they've been named, and there's one in D.C. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is very cool. I mean, we, you know, we certainly live in the land of swanky bars here in D.C., but the very esteemed National Trust for Historic Preservation has named the top seven historic dive bars in the nation. You got to love this organization. They're very innovative, and they know how to engage the public. And they're talking about these bars that have been around for a long time or that they are located in historic neighborhoods or in noteworthy buildings. This is what they have to say. Dive bars are an integral part of America's historic character. These care-worn buildings emulate the love and energy we put into our communities. Again, this is the National Trust for Historic Preservation. And, of course, we're all curious, what are the seven dive bars in question? Well, here they are. They are The Old Pink in Buffalo, New York, Gooskies in Pittsburgh, Snake and Jake Christmas Club Lounge in New Orleans, Don's Depot in Austin, Texas, St. Elmo's in Bisbee, Arizona, the Cactus Bar in Boise, Idaho, and here in D.C., Little Miss Whiskey's Golden Dollar Bar. Now, I personally have not been to any of these bars. I can't recommend them, but this is what the National Trust for Historic Preservation has to tell you on a Saturday morning.
How is it? I've never been there.
I don't know. You don't know Little Miss Whiskey. I don't know. I've never been there either.
Well, you know, D.C. is becoming more and more of a tourist town. We have the newly renovated wharf, which is clearly a tourist trap, but we're not the top one in the world.
No, we're not. Actually, when we look at all the numbers here, we get about 21 million tourists or visitors here in D.C. every year. And but let's go across the pond to Paris, the beautiful city of lights. They attract 30 million a year. And the reason I bring this up is because the gorgeous city of lights has some problems. They have had to hire an additional 5,000 police in Paris to patrol the streets this summer in an attempt to safeguard the tourists from scam artists, pickpockets, and lots more. This is coming from Travel and Tour World, a very interesting New York City-based industry publication. They are online if you're interested in reading about travels and tours. But they are noting that Paris is expecting a record-breaking number of visitors in the next week. They're all going to be showing up at such famed locations as Champs-Élysées and the Eiffel Tower, the Latin Quarter, and so forth. And they quote the Paris police chief as saying he has visited police on duty and reports they are doing everything in their power to make sure that the city is perfectly safe without transforming it into a bunker. So again, this is a town similar to us in that they do get a lot of visitors and a lot of historic buildings. And again, our friends at Travel and Tour World point this out. They said earlier this year, French prosecutors revealed that a Bosnian gang made almost $5.8 million by sending migrant children onto the streets of major French cities, including Paris, to steal and pickpocket. So there you go. Very complicated over there, and we wish them well. But that's Paris in the summertime.
Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway, Washington Times. Follow her on Twitter at Harper Bulletin. Thank you, as always.
Have a good time.
We're trying. 6:49 Saturday morning update on WMAL. You watch Dancing with the Stars. You watch General Hospital. You know who Antonio Sabato Jr. is. Well, we're going to talk to him next. He's actually running for Congress. That's right, the actor running for Congress in California. Wow. We're going to talk to him next. But first, we're going to talk to James Stanley. He's over in the WMAL Traffic Center. James.
Hey, Rick, thank you. And from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking our roads this morning. We're seeing a little bit of a delay on the Beltway outer loop right around Connecticut. The bunch up through there because two left lanes are getting by. The far right two lanes completely shut down. They've got the cones out for a weekend road project. No major freeway slowdowns because of accidents this morning. Northbound on 395, though, around Shirlington Circle, a tad before there, you start to see the cones out. They've got the two left lanes blocked through there, and one left lane gets by on 395 southbound right past Seminary Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The WMAL Weather Channel forecast is sunny today, high of 91, clouds on Sunday with a high of 95, sunshine Monday, 96 for the high Tuesday, scattering the thunderstorms with a high of 89. In Washington, 66, we're headed to 91, we're at 6:50 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The midterms are coming up in November, and some non-establishment candidates running for House and Senate seats around the country. One of them is Antonio Sabato Jr. He is running for Congress in California, and we know Antonio from General Hospital, Dancing with the Stars, Fix It and Finish It, and even Calvin Klein ads. And it is great to be joined by Antonio this morning. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much for having me. Forgive me if it's a little noisy here. I'm in Washington, D.C., running a campaign, making all the right connections, and having the Republican Party backing me up. And yeah, we have a really good, strong chance we're going to make this happen in November.
What is motivating you to run Republican in California, in Ventura County? You have an acting career, you go to the Republican National Convention, show your support for Donald Trump, and then what happened?
Well, you know, I have been living in Ventura County for 15 years now, and I love it there. My kids love it there. My family's been there. I'm very much part of the community from day one, and what I've seen from the representatives and how they take care of California and my county is disgraceful. So it's about time we get somebody in Congress who cares about the community, who lives in it, who understands the Latinos, everyone, the law enforcement. I'm just very passionate about this country, and I love my nation. So after I came back from Cleveland and I spoke for the president of the RNC, I was killed by my industry. You know, I was blacklisted from Hollywood. I've been working in Hollywood. I was blessed to be, you know, I'm still part of it. And one day I talk about the president, and I'm supporting him, and the next day I'm blacklisted. And that's not going to happen. And we can't allow that to happen in this country. And that's why I don't want to be bullied by the left. I don't want to be bullied by the media telling me how to speak and how to be. And we need to step up and start fighting for our country and make sure that we have people in Congress who love our nation first.
So Ventura County is northwest of Los Angeles. How do you run as a Republican in California when the immigration issue is such a hot topic and the spin, of course, from the Democrats and from the media outlets, you know, always casting Republicans as so heavily anti-immigrant. How do you appeal to your constituents?
It's very simple, because right now we have a chance of really, the people are waking up. They're fed up with the parties and people talking about colors and genders. You know, we don't want that anymore. We want to talk about Americans. We want to start taking care of this country. And I think my community has woken up. They had enough. They want me elected because they want somebody who's going to care first, who for the nations, who's going to make things happen, who understands about the policies and actually goes to Washington and gets the job done. And that's my goal. You know, I'm very much dedicated to this country, and I love our military. I love our law enforcement, and we got to have people who actually support that, and which is really important to me. And I think right now they can spiel all the lies they want from the left. And, you know, I would love to talk to a Democrat, but they're not Democrats anymore. They're a bunch of socialists who want to change the future of this country, and we won't let that happen. And the American people know that more than anything, and they support our president, and we want what's best for our nation. That's pretty much it.
And help us understand the voting process in California. The primaries are different than most other states in the country.
California wants to be different in every way, and I think that's what we've seen for a long time. That's why California is $200 billion in debt. That's why we spend $26 billion on immigration every single year, and nobody does anything about it. The left wants to scream, wants to yell, and they have no solutions. We either close our border and we protect the American people and we leave it open. And I say this to the Democrats. If you want to leave it open, you want anyone to come into our country, then you take care of it. The American people are fed up. We're not going to take care of it anymore. We're not the bank. We're not your personal ATM card. Those days are over. It's about time that we protect our nation and make sure the American people come first.
How does that message resonate in the Hispanic community?
The Hispanics are amazing. They understand. They want to be protected. They want to go to work. You know, their family values. They believe in God. They want to be protected. They want to, you know, they're American citizens. And they want to go to work. And they want to be left alone. They don't want this big government to tell them what to do and how to live their lives. And all this fake media, that is this propaganda that has been announced over and over again, 24 hours a day. They're a lot smarter than what the Democrats think they are, and they don't want that anymore. Come to this country, love this nation, but come here illegally.
Okay, so you're running against incumbent Democrat Julia Brownlee. Where do you see the vulnerabilities, and how do you target your opponent?
Well, she's very much for high taxes, higher regulations. She's not very much involved in Ventura County or in Congress. She's the least effective congressperson in 435 of them, you know, and she billed AB 109, prisoner early release, which most people don't know, but I'm letting them know because she's very dangerous. Her policies, you know, she's a socialist. She believes in higher taxes. Like I said, she doesn't support our law enforcement. She doesn't support our military. She says she does, but she doesn't. She doesn't. Our military knows. You know, you can't just support something when you want to sign a bill or you want money from private interests. You got to support them all the time. And people know that she's not involved in Ventura County. She does not live there at all. In 6 years, I've never, you know, since she's been there, I've never known her. Nobody knows who she is. You have to take pride in your job. You got to take pride in the American people. And that's what I'm about. Everyone who's listening, go to VoteAntonio.com. Support us as much as you can. We are working day in, day out. We have a great team. We're doing grassroots. We're going to, you know, I've been going from door to door, calling everyone in my community. We're coming in strong, and we're going to make sure that we have a representative who puts America first.
Well, it's obvious that you are passionate about what you are trying to accomplish in taking over that House seat in Ventura County. Antonio Sabato, Jr., we wish you the best of luck in November, and thanks so much for being with us on WMAL.
Thank you very much, and God bless you guys.
657, you are listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Coming up 7 o'clock hour, we've got John Gizzi. We'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and get his read on that Peter Strzok testimony all coming up.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Headaches and Migraines on Wednesday, July 25th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Rozell. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Rozell Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellcare.com. That's rozellcare.com.
Hey, honey, what's going on?
I was just logging in and checking on our account, and I thought we were going to do better this year.
I know. I've been trying to watch what I spent. No more stopping for coffee for me.
I don't think giving up coffee is going to do it. We need more income for our day-to-day, not to mention setting aside something for the kids' college and our retirement.
Man, I wish there was an answer.
For most of us, no one ever taught us how to invest, yet it's a skill that we all need. If you're looking to generate extra income, Online Trading Academy, the leader in financial education, can help. Attend one of Online Trading Academy's free introductory classes, and they'll show you how to create monthly, weekly, or even daily income using their patented supply and demand strategy. Plus, this month, they'll send you home with their free investor kit, loaded with guides to smarter investing and lessons from the pros just for attending. Register now by calling 877-304-TRADE, 877-304-8723, or otaclass.com. 877-304-TRADE or otaclass.com.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.